You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a long journey for Nima and Dawa, but it's all led to this moment. The 15-month-old girls were finally able to leave the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne following successful surgery to separate them.
We saw them become incredibly anxious after the separation when they knew their other twin wasn't immediately in front of them. But ultimately, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen them gain confidence, we've seen them gain independence, we've seen them gain a lot of strength.
The journey to bring them to Australia from a remote part of Bhutan for the delicate operation began months ago, and their mother has expressed her gratitude to the hospital, doctors and all the staff, thanking them very much. The girls had spent their lives joined at the torso until the surgery just over 2 weeks ago. But since the operation, leading surgeon Dr. Joe Cramery says their individual personalities have been shining through.
I think they're just learning to get used to being separated. And I think that is a challenge, and they were very nervous about that at the beginning. I think when they're comfortable in their own space, they are very cheeky. They like to replicate the Wiggles. They've certainly embraced the Wiggles in a big way. And they've always loved sort of passing things between one another. They love, if they feel comfortable, they love passing things to others in the room and getting them to interact with them.
Dr. Cramery says they've been gaining confidence and have become more comfortable being independent of each other.
We're hoping that all these other normal developmental things will improve now that they've got separation, but we always knew this was an investment in a long journey, and we also knew we were only one step in that journey.
There's been huge support for the family since their arrival in Australia, which has even led to a royal thanks.
Now, there's been a huge support from the community, both across Australia and internationally. And I'm very proud to say today I received a letter from the King of Bhutan, so thanking the Royal Children's Hospital and all the staff for their great work. So that's very, very positive.
It's unclear when Nima and Dawa will be able to return home to Bhutan. For now, they'll spend their time recovering in regional Victoria. Unaffected by all the attention, the girls now head off to start their separate lives, but will never be too far from one another. Gloria Kalesh, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.